Are you kidding me? Who the hell are you?
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kay Archer.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Bonersode 55 for June 13th, 2020. My name is Ira Garrett Jumping. I will be your host for the next half hour of Prank Call Humor, produced by People's Karma Squad. They are taking unauthorized sharing of the Bonersodes to a whole new level by distributing them to an entire squad. I don't like it. Before we get started, a quick note. Patreon is going to start charging tax in July. I don't know how much, but it's a bunch of bullcrap. As a creator, I had to adjust some settings that determine what the tax will be, and I think I have it set so that the tax will be minimal, maybe even none at all. I tried to read the fine print, but I'm really dumb. But I basically tried to scam the system by making it look like you all just give me general support. No physical or digital rewards. We'll see if that works. Maybe I'll be found out and banned from Patreon, then I'll be really fucked. But I'm trying to make it so all of you don't get hit too hard with these silly taxes. We'll see what happens come July. I hope you all stick with me. For today's Bonersode, I have a list of Florida residents who live in or around a yacht club, which looks to me more like a gated community. I don't really see any yachts. But the important detail is there's a pond in the center of it. So, let's call and accuse them of doing weird things in the water.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Joan?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Ira with the Yacht Club.
Yeah, what's up?
I just needed to call and ask if you could please stop trying to power your generator with the pond water here.
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. I live at 55
yeah.
Drive. I have a guy that takes care of 12 families here, and I don't do nothing with the generator. Where are you going with this?
Well, we've got several reports here, you know, from the residents that, you know, describe you and everything by name and in appearance. And they say that you've been sneaking over here and, you know, hooking up
wire. Don't jerk me off like this. What do I look like? Look like to you? Where are you coming from? You tell me.
I just told you.
Don't jerk me around. I've been here 30 years. Get the fuck off my line.
Ma'am, I'm not trying to jerk you off.
Hello?
Hey, Marjorie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ira with the Yacht Club.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to call and ask if you could please stop dumping bath bubbles into the pond.
I don't put bath bubbles in the pond. I'm not even near the pond.
Well, we've got several eyewitness reports of you going out there at night and just dumping a bunch of bath...
No, it's not me. I'm not even down there. I'm in Michigan.
Well, there's no need to lie, ma'am. I mean, it's no big deal.
I'm not lying. It's not me.
I mean...
I'm in Michigan.
It's just a verbal warning. I just need to let you know...
I'm in Michigan.
I just need to let you know that, you know, putting bubble bath in the pond...
I don't use bubble bath. I don't even use bath salts. Okay. I don't go into bathtubs.
I don't understand why you're being...
Because it's not me.
Well, I don't understand...
You're accusing the wrong person.
Well, there's no need to be dishonest. We have you on the video camera. It's definitely you.
Have me on anything.
Oh, we definitely do. We've got
no,
you on...
No, you don't. Not me.
Okay, well, I mean...
Someone who looks like me, maybe, but not me.
This person has the same clothes, same hairstyle, same old shoes that you have.
I think this is a spoof.
A spoof?
Yeah.
How would it be a spoof? No, I'm
I can't believe someone would do something.
We've got several reports, and we've got you on the security camera and everything, just sneaking over there and putting a bunch of bubble bath and...
Well, it definitely is not me. It's someone who may look like me, but it is not me.
Come morning, it's just one big pit of foam.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I didn't do it.
Can't have troublemakers just sneaking around and disrupting things with bubble bath.
I guess. That's sad.
And then it is sad. And then we had another report that you were washing your socks in the pond.
No. One, I don't even wear socks.
Oh, that's gross.
No, I wear sandals all the time.
Well, yuck. Old people feet. Gross.
Yep, old people feet.
You gotta cover those things up.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right, have a nice night, Marjorie. Just don't be putting bubble baths in the pond.
I'm not.
All right, well, just don't do it anymore.
That's not me.
Or there'll be a fine.
Well, you better find out who it really is.
Oh, it's definitely you. Just don't need to lie.
No, it's definitely not me.
You're a big, stupid liar. Big, stupid.
Sorry.
Stupid,
bye-bye.
Stupid, stupid liar.
Bye-bye.
Stupid liar. Stupid.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ira with the Yacht Club.
Oh, yes.
I just needed to ask if you could not come over here and wash your hair in the pond anymore. You know, we had...
I don't do that.
Well, we had several residents here reporting that you were sneaking in and washing your hair in the pond. And, you know, it's just not sanitary, you know, just for your health, really.
I've got a shower in a two-bedroom condo. I don't need to go to a pond, and I haven't spent on since I left.
Okay, well, we've got several reports, and we also have a recording of you doing it. One of the residents recorded it. And well, I mean,
please send me a couple of the some of the recording, because it's not me, sir. I'll try and help you out, but it's not me.
It's definitely you. I can hear the guilt in your voice, and really, it's no big deal. We just need you to not, you know, do that again. Just
you know what? You're full of shit. It is not me, and I'm not guilty.
Why does everyone...
don't know me. Jesus.
Okay, well, I mean...
You're crazy.
Well, and there's another report here that said that you were dying.
Is this the crazy person again?
Hey, Barbara, it's Ira again. Yeah, I just needed to make sure that you weren't going to do that again, because also, like,
well,
when you're...
I've never been there in the first place, and when we hang up, I'm going to call Chris and a couple of my friends that live there and find out who this person is.
Quit being stupid.
Just quit being stupid.
You're just being stupid about this. You're being stupid.
Go wherever you're calling from.
Just quit being stupid, Barbara. We know it's you, and we just need you to knock it off.
It is not me, and you need to knock it off.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mickey?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ira with the Yacht Club.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. I just needed to call and ask if you could please stop sneaking over here and putting a straw in the pond and sipping from it.
I don't think that you have the right person.
This is Mickey.
Why?
This is Mickey.
Why do you
right?
think it's me? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we've got several eyewitness reports, you sneaking over here late at night and... Putting one of those bendy straws in the pond, and you know it's probably not sanitary. And also, you know,
I'm telling you, it is not me.
Well, we've got you on the security camera as well, so I mean, there's really no need to lie about it. It's no big deal, but we just need you to knock it off, you know.
Well, this must be a joke.
No, why would I joke about this, ma'am? It's not the end of the world or anything, but as far as we know, you're not related to anyone here. So, and you're not invited.
What does this person look like?
Well, short cropped hair and, you know, wrinkly, old. And, you know, I don't really know what you're doing exactly. I don't know why you would want to sip from our pond, but it's definitely not healthy.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and it is not me.
Well, I can hear the...
Do not call me again.
Ma'am, I can hear...
I will put you through to the fraud department.
Fraud
it
department?
Is not me.
Where's the fraud department? What's their number? Hello?
This is Mickey. Please leave your name and a short message and your number, and I will call you back. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Mickey. It's Ira with the Yacht Club. I was just hoping to get an apology from you and promise not to, you know, sip water from our pond anymore. I'll try back one more time, or maybe you can patch me through to that fraud department. All right, bye. Oh, hi, Victoria.
Yes?
Hey, this is Ira with the Yacht Club.
Uh-huh.
I'm just calling because we had several reports from the residents here that you were sneaking in and draining your spaghetti water into the pond.
What?
And I just need you to ask to not do that anymore. It's just kind of...
Wait a minute. I think you got a wrong number.
This is Victoria, right? You're over there on...
Yeah, I don't cook spaghetti, and I haven't been there.
Yeah, well, we've got you on the security camera. It's no big deal.
I'd like to see that camera. Can I come over tomorrow sometime? Monday?
Yeah, come on over. You know, we're opening up at 9 o'clock. But, you know, it's just, it's no big deal. Like, we don't need to make a big deal out of this or anything, but we just need you to knock it off.
No, listen.
Because it's just kind of unsanitary, and you don't even live here, so it's just kind of...
I have not been there.
Like, do you know anybody that lives here? Like, do you have friends or family or something? Because it's just kind of weird that you keep sneaking in here. And why do you need to...
Sometime early... When was it?
I don't care. Anyways, just quit dumping your...
No, early May, I was at Cindy to organize a food drive for our church.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, just quit dumping the spaghetti water in the pond.
Listen, it's not me. I need to see that camera.
And we won't have...
Crazy.
We won't have a problem, you know. It's no.
What is your name?
Ira.
Ira.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in...
Work here in the office.
And I can see you after 9 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, and it's just kind of weird.
On Saturday?
Like, of all places, why would you come over here to dump your spaghetti water?
I don't.
Like, why can't you just dump it down your drain, like, you know, normal people?
This has got to be a joke.
No, ma'am, why would I joke about this? You know, it's not very funny to us. It's just kind of a nuisance, really. But it's also technically trespassing, so... You know, like I said, we can just kind of drop it, you know, as long as you promise not to do it again.
No, I'm not going to drop it because that is not me. I have not been there.
Well, you know, we have, besides the security camera, we have several eyewitness reports of you sneaking in here.
This is crazy.
And they describe you, you know, and everything.
That is absolutely crazy.
One of our residents said that you snuck in wearing a ninja costume.
Oh, come on. Okay, this is really...
And you're kind of like...
Who is this?
And you're like prancing around, like all sly-like.
Oh, who is this? This is a joke.
You're all do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, it's like...
This is a joke.
Like
humming, who is it?
Humming
who is
like, this?
This
is Ira.
Who is this?
This is Ira with the yacht club.
That's...
Correct.
Oh, come on.
And you were swinging from the trees and doing all kinds of silly little backflips and ninja kicks.
All right. This is nuts. All right, who is this really?
This is Ira with the Yacht Club. And anyways, just, you know, if you could just not come on our property anymore, we'd appreciate it.
What's the office number there?
If somebody's inviting you, you know, we need to know about that because at this point you're...
What's the office number there?
It's right there on your caller ID.
All right.
Anyways, we'll see you tomorrow.
That,
if you want to come in, I'll show you the footage.
Come on. I can hear somebody laughing in the background.
What? There's no one in the background. It's just me in the office. Did you call me stupid?
No, I said this is just
You're
stupid.
Stupid. You're a big stupid. Big stupid Victoria in your spaghetti water.
All right, who is this?
In your ninja costume.
Who is this?
It's Ira.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Pat?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ira with the Yacht Club.
With the Yacht Club.
Hey, I'm just calling because we had a few reports that you were doing your laundry in the pond. And so I just needed to remind you, you know, that you can't be doing stuff like that.
You are really, really funny. I'm in Michigan. What kind of a joke are you doing?
No, ma'am. It's not a joke. No, I'm just following up on some old paperwork here that we had.
And I have never done laundry outside of my own home.
Oh, okay. Well, according to eyewitness accounts, and there are several, it says here that you were doing your laundry in the pond and doing a bit of swimming in there and... You know, it's
what
just,
pond are you talking about?
You know, the pond right in the middle of the yacht club over here on...
I think you've got the wrong person. I don't know what this could possibly be about.
Well, this is Pat, right? You're over there at 7...
Yes. And there is no way any of this could be true.
Yeah. Well, no, I've got several reports here. One of them says that you were putting on like a shark costume and swimming around.
Honey, I'm almost 83 years old. Does that sound like somebody would put on a shark costume?
Well, very
or
good.
Go to a pond to do their laundry?
You're in good shape then, you know, if you're 83 and still swimming around.
Oh, God, I sure as hell would be. I just, and you're Ira from our place? From
yes, ma'am. And is that...
Talk to Pat about me, would you please? The president...
Well, that's who I work for. I mean, she wanted me to call you and...
Good.
And just...
Good. She's a very close friend of mine. Pat knows that I'm not doing this
That's why she had me call, because, you know, there's kind of a conflict of interest due to your friendship, so...
No. Anyhow, this is pure nonsense. I think you better look into it further.
Well, ma'am, we've got several reports from the neighbors, just on your street.
No, not on my street, haven't.
It's really no big deal. I don't understand why you're getting your panties in a knot over this. I'm just calling to kind of remind you, just can't be doing that kind of stuff. Mostly just a verbal warning.
Well, I think it would be kind of hard because I can't do that from Michigan, can I?
But you can do it when you're here, and you definitely have. I mean, the reports don't lie.
No, I definitely have not. Swam in the pond, put on a shark suit, and went around, did my laundry. He said Ira somebody, and I'm not familiar with
that. Ron? Is that Ron in the background?
Yes, it is.
Will you just tell Ron to shut the fuck up? Button into the conversation. Man, it's annoying.
Good evening.
Oh, hi, Ron?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ira with the Yacht Club.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I was speaking to Pat a minute ago.
Ira who?
Jumping.
Who?
Jumping.
Dumping?
Jumping, like the word, like jumping jacks.
Jumping. Oh, Ira Jumping. Okay.
Yes, Ira Jumping through.
And anyways, I was trying to explain that psycho wife of yours. We just had several reports of you guys, just swimming around in the pond and doing your laundry in there. And
what's the matter with that?
Well, it's against the rules here. And, I was just trying to get...
What's the rule number that says we can't swim in the pond and do our laundry there? Do you have a number for that rule?
Well, it's in Article 14, Section 31 of the Charter.
Oh, very good. Now, what are you on the board of directors?
Of course.
You are. You know Pat?
Yeah. Your dumb wife already brought her up. She expects special
treatment. Don't you call my wife a dumb wife. Well, you're getting yourself in big, deep trouble. What's your address there?
No, I'm going to be just fine. But no, it's just, she expects special treatment.
I'll find out what your address is. Why are you doing this?
Oh, you don't scare me. You don't scare me.
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to find out where you're getting this information.
We have several reports of you and your damn dumb wife.
Several reports of us doing this.
Yeah, just washing laundry, and there's another eyewitness account here of you pooping in the pond. I mean, that's just gross. You can't have that kind of stuff going on.
Why are you calling with this stuff?
It's my job. I'm just supposed to, keep things in order around here. We have rules for a reason.
I don't think you even live there.
Of course I do.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Ira. We're going to be back down there in a few weeks, and then you and I can sit down and talk about how...
Okay, here you go with the threats again.
I'm not making a threat. I just want to talk it. I can't. I'd rather discuss it face to face.
No, there's really nothing to discuss. It's just a verbal warning. I just need to let you know you can't be pooping in the pond and swimming in it with a shark costume and all kinds of crazy stuff. That's all. It's always a problem with you two.
Where do you live?
I'm at 769.
You're up by the clubhouse.
Yep. That's neither here nor there. I just need you guys to, obey the rules around here, and we won't have a problem. tell that dumb wife of hers to just put her shark costume away.
We have a problem if you're calling my wife a dumb wife.
Well, she just expected special treatment just because she knows the president. It's like, ooh, whoop-de-doo. It's pretty dumb.
Such a
dummy.
You have a good evening.
So dumb. Just such a dumb idiot. Big dummy. Dummy, dumb, dumb face.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Liz.
Yes.
Hey, it's Ira with the Yacht Club.
Yeah?
Hey, I'm just calling because we had several residents here saying that you were kind of sneaking over and it looked like you were putting a straw down into the pond and sipping from it. And
you must have the wrong person.
Oh, this isn't Liz?
It's my name's Liz, but
yeah,
I haven't been in years.
Yeah, as far as we can tell, you don't know anyone here, or you're not related to anyone, but yeah, you just keep coming over here and sipping from the pond, and it's probably not sanitary, but also it's
sipping
just...
Sipping from the pond? What the hell are you talking about?
We had several residents here report that you were putting one of those bendy straws into the pond and sipping from it.
You're full of shit.
Oh, no, there's no need to use curse words. I'm just asking you nicely to, quit doing that.
You are out of your frickin' mind.
No, ma'am. I'm just asking nicely. There's no reason to cuss me out.
I'm not cussing you out. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, we have several different residents here, and one of them caught you on their iPhone. They have a, recording of you doing it.
Well, tell them to call me then.
Well, I mean, it's more professional if I handle it.
Who is it?
Well,
tell them to call me.
That's a confidential matter. Look, it's no big deal. I don't understand why you're getting so defensive about it. It's just we need you to stop.
You tell me I'm sticking a bendy straw in your pool?
Yeah, well, in the pond.
Drinking water?
In the pond.
And if people are saying I'm doing that?
Well, you're obviously doing it. I can hear the guilt in your voice, and it's no big deal.
Oh,
we just...
you're so full of shit.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Dr. Jim.
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Ira over here at the Yacht Club.
Yeah?
Hey, I'm just calling because we had several reports from our residents here that you were sneaking over and dunking a bucket in the pond.
That's ridiculous.
Well, we had several, different accounts. Your name and description.
Really? What's your name?
My name's Ira. I already said that. And it's really no big...
And your last name and your address?
Jumping.
Spell it, please.
Like the word. Like jumping jack. Dummy. You're a doctor. Anyways, we had several reports that, you were just coming over here and just dunking a bucket in the pond and walking away.
That's ridiculous. I don't even fish.
Well, I don't really know what you were doing. I don't know if you were trying to fish or what, but, it's technically not your property. And
sir?
Really, it's just kind
of
weird.
You're full of shit, That's all I can tell you.
Sir, why would you...
I did not do that.
Well, we have several different people here.
Tell me the names of these people.
Oh, that's confidential.
Why don't you call the police?
No, it's not a police matter. I don't want those skull-cracking maniacs coming over here. I'm just saying, just don't be stealing our water, that's all.
Is this a gag? Is this a stunt of some kind?
How would it be a stunt? Why would anyone joke about this? It's just so weird that you could...
How would anybody there even know who I am?
Do you know somebody here? Do you have family or something?
No, I don't.
As far as I know, you're not being invited. And yeah, it's just kind of strange.
Sir, you're full of shit.
Like, why would you
know nothing. I've never even been there.
Well, we've got you on the security camera as well.
Yeah. Oh, really? Do you have it? Can you send it to me?
Well, yeah, I've got the footage. It's a, MP4 file. I can email it to you or something, but that's all besides the point.
Yeah, here's my email address.
Oh.
J@.com.
Okay.
If you harass me again, I'll call the police.
No, this isn't harassment. This is a single phone call.
This is harassment.
This is a single phone call. It's not harassment, idiot.
It's a harassing phone call.
No, harassment would be if I called multiple times.
Sir, are you an attorney?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Yeah, okay.
Now
do you practice in Florida?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Why don't you sue me?
No, I'm not going to sue you. I'm just asking you not to dunk buckets in our...
I have never been there. Listen to me now.
Oh, you're full of shit. We've got you on the camera. We've got
You are harassing me.
No, I'm not harassing you. I'm just asking you nicely.
I demand that you stop.
I demand that you stop stealing our water.
Fuck off.
You fuck off. Dummy. Thank you, People's Karma Squad, for helping defend the pond against our lousy neighbors. A bunch of boner jackets who think they can just use it for their own personal toilet. This was a $1 boner sode, so let me say thank you to all of my supporters. You are all super generous and amazing, and it really makes my heart grow 10 times its size knowing I have such cool people helping me keep the show going. Basically, what I'm saying is I have a serious health condition thanks to you people, and I need you to keep supporting me so I can afford the medical bills. Thanks, everyone. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, no, that's okay. This isn't happening. This is a scam. Thanks. Bye.